careful becomes, well, if I could just get a little help. I tell you what, here's the spirit. If I didn't do this, I guess it just wouldn't get done. You know, that's Martha. She's cumbered about much serving. Now, we're not going to probably be able to get through all this because there's two other passages to go to. So we'll come back and revisit this glorious subject next week. But for now, in this passage, because it's not quite time yet, verse 40, Martha's cumbered about it. She's not cumbered in it. She doesn't have too much to do. This woman can fix a meal by herself and get it on the table. She's only cooking for, as far as we can see here, three people: Mary, Jesus, and Martha. And so this is not too much. My wife can feed three people with what she has at the house right now if she had to. She might not be able to feed you all by lunchtime, but by just what we have in the fridge and what she could make up out of nothing, you know, we can feed three people, me and Jesus and one more person. And but Martha, she's cumbered about it. This encumbrance is something that has led her to spend half of her day with her wrist on her forehead. She's a martyr. Ever known a martyr? I have known folks, and it's easy to start complaining about this kind of stuff. I have a lady in my family, talk about not Marcia's family, but my family, back in my family tree. And all you have to do is ask her, and she'll tell you all the hardships that she's been through and how this has gone wrong and that has gone wrong. And no matter what's gone right, you know, it's all gone wrong. We've ministered to folks in our church at times who, you know, how you doing? Well, I'm not dead yet. Just as predictable as the sun rising. I mean, how you doing this morning? Well, better than I was yesterday, I'll tell you that. And it's just all the time. That's a martyr spirit. That's, you know, the Lord's good, the Lord's gracious, I'm saved and all that, but I do carry a heavy burden. And she's going to impress you with the heaviness of her burden. Now, my concern with this, and we have to deal with it more next time, is I want you to notice here, this affects your relationship with God, okay? If you become encumbered about your burden and you're much serving, I'm not trying to discourage you from serving. Please serve, but get your wrist off your forehead, because it's not that tough to serve Jesus Christ. It's not that tough. Now, this affected Martha's fellowship. If you don't care about the fellowship and you don't have very good fellowship, then maybe it doesn't touch your life. But Mary is in there sitting at Jesus' feet, and Jesus Christ refused to take it from her, right? Verse 42. One thing is needful, Martha. And Mary hath chosen that good part. She's chosen the needful part while you're in there cooking. And I will not take away the part she's chosen. Now, what that reflects in this passage is that Martha's got this martyr spirit about her, and brings it to the Lord and says, I need some help, because I tell you what, if I weren't here, this whole place would fall apart and you both would starve. And Jesus Christ basically stiff arms her and leaves her there and says, well, go back to your kitchen then, because I am not going to run this young lady from off from my feet. We're fellowshipping. You're welcome to join us, but I am not going to run her into the kitchen. So there's an impediment in Martha's fellowship with the Lord. There's a sweetness that Mary's got. And nobody's saying that Mary doesn't serve, right? Because Mary does serve. But Mary goes beyond serving. It's possible to serve without fellowship. It's possible to serve and not have a very intimate fellowship with God. It's possible to go on visitation and be faithful. And I'm not discouraging that. And still, you know, you still do it for the fact that it gives you some feeling of superiority, maybe piousness, that
you're carrying a message that nobody wants. But I'll keep doing it, because if I don't do it, I don't know if anybody else will.
Now don't tell me that you then go home and fall on your face and have fellowship with God. Because with that spirit, he's going to stiff arm you. Right? More to follow next week. Questions or comments?